We're doing the laws of Shabbos, and we had learned that with regards to the task of tochein, grinding, so slicing a vegetable very thinly, would also fall under the prohibition of tochein. And there is an angle that would permit tochein, and that is when you prepare the food adjacent to the meal. So if you're going to cut onions for the daytime meal, so then technically if you do it right near the meal, just like borer, that would be permissible. Nonetheless, there are those that do not permit it, and that's why his recommendation is not to rely on this leniency. But if necessary, this opinion does exist, that a person may cut the onions thinly when he's doing it adjacent to the meal, just like the task of borer. וכבר כתבנו שכאן גם אפשר שוברים על איסור תורה אם משתמשים בכלי המיוחד לימי חול. Now, he wrote earlier, one has to be careful not to use a specialized instrument that we would use during weekdays to cut the item thinly. על כן צריכים להיזהר הרבה בזה שלא להשתמש בכלי זה. So, even though we're permitting to cut the onions thinly, that doesn't mean that we're permitting to use a, what's it called?
Ice paper?
No. The grate. You can't use a grater because that's a specialized instrument for cutting things thinly. It would seem not. I don't know. I'd want to check if you remind me. I'll try to check with Rabbi Feinstein's students. I don't know. But I don't think so. And over here too, he says, with regards to breaking down peppers, which are not edible on their own. They're used as a spice. So here again, he says one should be more stringent and not slice up these spices on Shabbos. And if you're going to look for a way, so one should you do two things different, meaning use the back, the handle of the blade, the handle of the knife, or the handle of a spoon. That's one thing that you're doing different, and don't do it on a plate, do it directly on the table. Because then you've done two things different, because we said that spices are more stringent. So he said there, you should do two things different. What about mashing a banana or a potato, a cooked potato? So there he says the weight would be permitted is adjacent to the meal. That's how we do it anyways. And there are many opinions that say that even on a banana, if you're going to mash a banana for a baby, use the handle of a spoon or something. Don't do it directly with the spoon. Do it in a way that's a little bit different. So that's with regard to the heter of doing something adjacent to the meal. With regard to tchina, the task of